Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. Thank you for taking 10 minutes for CNN Student News. For more than 80 years, Time Magazine has named a person of the year. It started with aviator Charles Lindbergh for 1927. This year, it's not just one person, it's all of those who helped fight the Ebola virus in West Africa, the worst Ebola outbreak in recorded history. Time's managing editor says when there wasn't much to stop Ebola's spread, with governments unprepared, some health officials dragging their feet, it was the first responders, the local doctors, the international aid organizations who stepped up to save lives and earned recognition as the people of the year. The World Health Organization says almost 18,000 Ebola cases have been diagnosed since the outbreak started. Around 6,400 people have died from it. Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone have been hardest hit, but they're making progress. Slushed. One really accurate word being used to describe the U.S. Northeast. Moisture from the Atlantic Ocean has clashed with cold air. The results? Chilly, miserable rain in some places, like you're seeing here from Long Island. The New York metro area has gotten nearly 3 inches, a record amount of rain this week. And in other spots, a winter wonderland for the moment. The National Weather Service says the 6 to 10 inches of snow in parts of Maine will be glazed by freezing rain throughout the rest of the week, and the coast will be battered by gusting wind. It's like a circular water sprinkler is spiraling up through New England, and for all of it, a nor'easter's to blame.
A nor'easter is a storm that typically happens in the Northeast. That's not why it's called a nor'easter, though. The name comes from the wind, or the prevailing wind that you typically get from that sort of storm, which is out of the Northeast. And the bigger, stronger the storm, the stronger the northeast wind is.